7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another program of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the issues that is not an old issue, it is a historical issue as well, that has been asked many times, has been answered many times, especially in the Arabic or in Farsi, or even in some of the subcontinental languages such as in Urdu and so on and so forth. Books have been written, answers have been given as to who the Shia are, when did they come about, what practices do they do, what is the source of these practices. The reason why some of these books have been written from the side of the Shi'i ulama is because some of the ulama of other schools of thought have criticized and have attacked the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, saying that this is not an Islamic school, this is not something that was there during the time of the Holy Prophet, for example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many other such reasons. Sometimes a book is written in order to introduce the sect to a group of people who may not know anything about that particular sect. As we mentioned, these books were in Arabic, Farsi, or even some of the subcontinental languages such as Urdu or Hindi, maybe. But the book that we are introducing today to our dear listeners is an introduction to Shi'i Islam in the English language, written originally in English, in order to introduce the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to the English-speaking audience. So please stay tuned for our introduction to this book in our next segment.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as we mentioned previously, the book that we would like to introduce to you is a book that wants to introduce Shi'i Islam to an English-speaking audience. So the book is titled Shi'i Islam, Origins, Faith and Practices. It's quite clear. The book was written by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shomali and was printed in the United Kingdom, or more likely in London, in the year 2003 for the first time, and then reprinted in 2010. It was published by the Islamic College for Advanced Studies Press, or ICAS Press, in association with International Institute for Islamic Studies. So ICAS Press is in the United Kingdom, it is based in London, whereas the International Institute for Islamic Studies is based in Qom, in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this was a collaboration between these two institutes. The book contains six sections, the first one being Origins of Shi'ism, Sources of Shi'i Thought, Doctrines, Practices, General Characteristics of Islam and Shi'ism, The Shia in the World. Again, this is an introduction clearly from the author. We can see that he wants to introduce Shi'ism to a broader audience, or to an English-speaking audience, and to show that no, Shi'ism is part of Islam. It is nothing different from Islam. Yes, there are different practices. There may be certain differences in a particular belief, but the belief in terms of its general manner may be similar. And what is also important is that the interest in the Shi'i faith, in the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, really occurred after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran that was led by the great saint, the great arif and mystic of our time, Sayyid Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. And this is what the author himself says in introduction. He writes, however, the establishment of an Islamic government in Iran under the leadership of the Shia ulama, the scholars, particularly Ayatollah Khomeini, arouse further interest in the Shi'i or in the Shia faith. The Islamic Revolution not only played an important role in the revival of Islamic awareness and movements throughout the globe and had a massive impact on the world economy and politics, but also fueled a desire among the general public as well as among politicians and the mass media to know more about Shi'i Islam. So we can see that this book is a particular answer to that call that the Sheikh tries to answer. And he mentions again in his introduction, he says, the present work represents a humble attempt to fill some of the gaps that exist in the field of Islamic studies in general and Shia Islam or Shi'i studies in particular. What we know that majority of the studies then was done on the Sunni Islam, the Sunni books. I was not, as the author rightly said, it was not until the Islamic Revolution and the dialogues that occurred between certain Shi'i scholars and certain Western scholars that this kind of collaboration, this kind of interest was fueled between these two, if you want to call it worlds, the Western, the Islamic world. So this is some of the points that this book tries to do. Again, understand it is an introduction that the author wishes to give to an audience that are new to Shia Islam. So please stay tuned for our next segment where we'll be reading a bit from this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled Shi'i Islam, Origins, Faith and Practices, written by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shomali and printed by ICAS Press, which is based in London in collaboration with the International Institute for Islamic Studies, which is based in Qom. So one of the chapters, rather the first chapter, and one of probably the most important question that a person who is new to Shia Islam, because a person who is new to Islam or a person who comes to study Islam will say that, oh, where did the sect come from? We knew about the Sunni sect, we knew about the history of the four Khulafa, and so on and so forth. But what about this sect? What is their origins? Were they there at the time of the Holy Prophet, or were they something that came later on? So the first chapter attempts to answer this question. So chapter 1 or section 1, origins of Shi'ism, the meaning of the term Shia. Most languages have some terms that have two types of meanings, the original or primary and the technical or secondary, basically the literal meaning or the technological meaning or the parlance of that particular word. For example, the term Salah in Arabic originally just meant to supplicate, dua. However, later on it acquired another meaning, i.e. a special type of worship in Islam that is known as namaz in Persian and many other languages, or the five daily prayers that we have or a Muslim has to do. Of course, as one can see in this case, there must be links and similarities between these two types of meaning. In his Mu'jam al-Maqayis al-Lughah, Ahmed ibn Faris, a renowned philologist of the 5th Islamic century, examines the root of the term Shia, that is Shaya'a, and is Sheen, Ya, and the Ain. He points out two meanings, to aid or help, and to spread. At least one of these two meanings must be found in all derivative forms of this root, whether they are used in their original sense or in their technical sense. For example, the Quran in chapter 24, verse 19, uses a derivative verb of this root to mean to spread. So this is some of the discussions that the author gives, understanding that also what was not mentioned previously is that this was a collection of speeches given by the author on two different occasions and has been compiled into this book. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to find the truth wherever it may be and to hopefully inshallah accept it wholeheartedly. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.